1-800-449-8686.
I want to be clear. We have Clara Bingham on the line. Ma'am, your son and these allegations of police abuse that have been coming out recently, it seems like it doesn't rain, but it pours. We've had another allegation of police abuse in the Bellflower area. Tell me the story. Now, this happened to your nephew, and it was in the Bellflower area, the L.A. County Sheriff. Is that correct? And I need to get this lady on the line. Are you there, Ms. Bingham?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. That's my nephew, William McDaniel.
All right. Your nephew was doing what?
He was with friends. They are part of a Bible study group. And they were doing neighborhood witnessing near Hallandale Boulevard in Bellflower. At that time, a L.A. County Sheriff car approached two officers in a very aggressive manner, approached my nephew and his friend. There were very harsh words spoken. They demanded to see my nephew's identification and were very aggressive in the way they manhandled a driver's license, passing it between the two of them. They then, in a very rough and a very hurried manner, told him to put his hands on the hood of the police car. They ran.
Now, these are L.A. County Sheriff. And what is the name of your nephew?
My nephew is William McDaniel. He lives in Bellflower, California.
And you're calling from there?
Yes, I am.
So the officers approached him and talked roughly to him. What else happened?
At that time, they then told him to put his hands on the hood of the police car. And William was still not told what was wrong. They ran their hands all over his body, up and down his body. And I spoke to my nephew later. His mother also spoke to him. It was for him, it was humiliating for this to be done in front of his friends. He was witnessing with his church group.
So he's with a church group, and when you say witnessing, what is that?
They're speaking to other young people in the neighborhood about the Bible and church programs at Joyful Union, which is our church.
Okay. So now the police have got him up against the car. They're you say running their hands up and down. It sounds like they're frisking him.
Well, they aggressively radioed their dispatch. They humiliated him in a, I think, a horrible way by telling him in front of everyone that he was under arrest. And so the psychological and mental manipulation left him feeling very violated.
Well, what were they arresting him for?
Well, I'd like to get to that, Mr. Henry, but I want you to see the whole picture first. My nephew and my sister, she is under sedation right now. I found out later from the watch commander that they drove the police car in a very aggressive manner. They were braking harshly so my nephew would go forward in his seat. They took him to a substation in Bellflower. They very roughly took his fingerprints, and I am given to understand, in a very malicious way, took his mugshot. This is all documented. And then in the rudest manner told him that he had only one phone call. They then very coldly and without any concern for his feelings put him in a holding cell and said he would have to wait to be arraigned.
Can I ask you, ma'am, are you African American?
Yes, I am.
And so is your nephew, obviously.
Yes.
So they put him into a holding cell, and you say that they also removed his shoelaces and his belt?
They might as well have just lynched him there. Black people are getting sick of this treatment, Mr. Henry. We are charging the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department with abuse under color of authority. The watch commander on duty, when my nephew requested a cigarette, the watch commander was insulting by just lighting the cigarette. He did not say anything to him. He did not acknowledge him in any way. He just flicked the lighter, and then he walked away.
What was he arrested for?
The police are claiming first-degree murder. They say he took a hammer or something to a prostitute, which is a lie. And even if he did, I think they must treat him in a way that is commensurate with the Constitution. We have had this problem in Inglewood. We have had this problem in Oklahoma City.
I have to tell you, you believe your nephew was abused.
Yes.
Well, this doesn't sound, it sounds like a normal booking procedure. You say that they very roughly grabbed his driver's license. You say,
Mr. Henry, the history of the police abuse against black people is so egregious that we are entitled to be treated better than whites or Hispanics or Indians. And that's the problem that I had with the way the L.A. County Sheriff dealt with my nephew. Because we are entitled to affirmative action in the way the police book us and in the way the police arrest us.
Are you saying the police have to be more polite to blacks when they arrest them than whites?
Absolutely, because...
Why? I mean, the police have to deal with everybody equally, don't you think?
No, the history of black people and the history of the way police have dealt with black people is so abusive that I asked my nephew if he was referred to as sir. He said no. I asked my nephew if he ever heard the word please. He said no. And then I hesitated because I knew what the answer was going to be, but I asked anyway. I asked him, did you hear the word thank you? And he said no. And as a result, Mr. Henry, the Rodney King beatings, African Americans are entitled to be spoken to with the utmost respect by police.
I want to ask you something, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. I want to be clear on this. African Americans who get arrested should be treated better than whites.
Whites, blacks, or Hispanics, yes.
Because of the fact that they've traditionally been roughed up, and so now...
Absolutely, because we are entitled... This is affirmative action. And so when a black man is arrested, the police, by the history of the way police have treated us, they never used the word sir, they never said thank you, they never said hello.
All right, we have Mr. Harvey Wireman on the line here. Mr. Wireman is the counsel. Do you feel this boy was abused? Mr. Wireman, are you there?
Yes, sir. We have independent cooperation with a videotape of these sheriff's deputies ignoring his request to roll the window down so he could get some air. They never made any polite conversation. They asked him where he was from. This is the historic trampling of the rights of African Americans.
But this idea that blacks should be treated better than whites by arresting officers...
Well, it's absolutely true. This is as Ms. Bingham said, affirmative action that ensures that blacks get better treatment from police than whites because they got worse treatment. And so when a white officer arrests a black man, he should be polite, he should use the words thank you and sir, and when you are putting the handcuffs on him, you should ask him if he minds if the handcuffs are put on.
I've never heard of a police officer asking anybody, do you mind if I put handcuffs on you?
No, but they are... The police are supposed, given the bad treatment of black people in the past, police are now supposed to ask blacks, do you mind if I put these handcuffs on? And if they don't do that, they are abusing African Americans under the color of authority. Now, the other things that we have talked about.
Can I jump in?
Go ahead.
My understanding is affirmative action ensures that blacks get better treatment than whites because. They get, for instance, an air-conditioned holding cell, choice of menu in the jail mess, two premium cable channels while in country, daily conjugal visits with a wife or whoever he's involved with. Now we see the police spitting all over the face of black people in this country.
So to be clear, police, the blacks are to be treated better than whites, Hispanics, and Indians in arrest situations.
Yes, sir. This is the only way to bring equality. And I say to the police officers out there, when you arrest a black person, you better speak to them with respect.
Well, then the recent videos we've seen of these police hitting the blacks, the black arrest subjects are what? I mean, is that...
Well, those cops will lose their badges and they have to go through community reeducation. So that's what we're talking about. If you saw a videotape of police officers beating a white suspect, they may or may not deserve that. But when you see them beating a black suspect, he never deserves it because they're supposed to be treated better by virtue of the fact that they've been treated so badly in the past.
This is affirmative action. And my nephew was never asked. Nobody ever said please. No one ever said... no one gave him a choice of cell. No one gave him a choice on a dinner menu, which they're supposed to have as well.
And choices on dinner menu? I didn't know any of this was...
Well, the problem is the media is woefully underinformed about a lot of this.
We do have a video of my nephew being arrested. It was taken by Reverend Elner of the Four Square Gospel in Bellflower.
So you do have a videotape of this?
That is correct. And it will clearly show the officers being rude... And never saying please, thank you, nothing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. I have an attorney here, Harvey Wireman, and Ms. Clara Bingham, whose nephew, William McDaniel, in Mr. Wireman, in her opinion, was roughed up by L.A. County Sheriff. Blacks, apparently, according to them, are to be treated better in arrest situations than whites, Hispanics, and as she puts it, Indians, because of the fact that they have traditionally been treated badly. Their complaints involve being roughly handled his driver's license. They humiliated him by patting him down. They didn't ask him whether he minded wearing handcuffs. They did not give him a choice as to an air-conditioned cell, and the cell that he was in did not have the two premium channels that they are supposed to have. I don't know, but all I know is that we got one more accusation of abuse under the color of authority by an African-American suspect. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I did make one note of what the attorney, Mr. Wireman, said, that whites, if they're beaten on videotape, may or may not deserve it, but blacks never do. That's a little interesting. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
He wasn't even offered that.
Talking with Harvey Wireman and Clara Bingham, Ms. Bingham's nephew, William McDaniel, was arrested by L.A. County Sheriff. Apparently there was some abuse, in her opinion, at the arrest site.
This is not, in my opinion, Mr. Henry. This is an act by the L.A. County Sheriff of abuse of a black person once again.
I'm just having a difficult time. You say that they treated him rudely. They didn't they didn't say please. They didn't say thank you.
What, Mr. Henry, if I could jump in, at no time did they offer this young man a cigarette or a grape soda, which is favored by African Americans. When he was being booked, they never asked about his family, how they were doing.
Also, there was no sanitized seat cover in the cell. Now, we have documented all of this with my attorney.
Also, African Americans should be given the option to eat alone in their cell as opposed to be with all of the other ones. Now, the whites and the Hispanics and the Indians, they go and eat in the general county jail mess. Blacks get to eat alone. But the brutality and the absolute police state mentality of these sheriff's officers, who did not offer this young man a grape soda, but tap water,
My understanding is they gave him ice with it.
Well, that is city ice. That is city water ice. That is not purified.
We are simply trying to say enough is enough. The African-American must be treated better.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Maggie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Ms.
Yes.
Bingham. With all
yes.
due respect, uh-huh. your argument is absolutely absurd.
May I ask you, are you black?
No, I am not
well,
black.
That helps me a lot.
Okay, let me tell you my reason. Everyone deserves the same fair treatment. That your argument is like me saying I'm was a victim of domestic violence.
That is true.
So every man should open a door for me and throw his coat down so that I can walk over a puddle of water. Because I was treated badly in the past.
I don't agree with that. But what I'm talking about is an entire race of people who have been put through so much that now when we are arrested, we should be treated better to make up for the time that we got beat up with Billy Sticks and all of that. Now, all I'm saying is my nephew, when he was arrested, they never said, would you mind getting in the car? They said, get into the car. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I understand that, but, you know,
having
worked many years in the juvenile justice system, blacks
mm-hmm.
are not treated any differently than juvenile Hispanics, juvenile Chinese.
And that's what I'm talking about. They need
and,
to be treated
and there's
better.
There's nothing in the law books that says that they should be treated differently.
I am saying, Mr. Wyman.
Yeah, Hart, we need the attorney here.
Ma'am, we have a colloquial precedent in which African Americans, I spoke with the L.A. County Sheriff. They admitted that when they arrested Mr. McDaniel, they never mentioned, for instance, that they thought Halle Berry and Denzel Washington deserved the Oscar, or that they liked Martin Luther King. They never complimented the black race. They
so you're supposed to stop an arrest in the middle and make small chit-chat with someone, no matter who they are.
Given the history of the way blacks have been brutalized, I think now the police, it would be nice.
We're simply talking about common courtesy, but the brutality that was leveled against my nephew.
Can I ask a question? Was he hit with a billy stick? Was he tased? Was he punched? Did any of that happen?
Similar things did happen, yes.
Was he punched?
No, but he was, again, when he asked for a cigarette, he was very rudely given one.
Wait a minute.
Well, at least he was given one, because in the jails that I've seen, they're not allowed to smoke.
They did not offer him a match. They did not ask him how he was feeling. They did not ask him about his family.
Well, did they?
Does he play sports?
Was the jail the L.A. Hilton, or was it the L.A. County Jail?
I beg your pardon. This is simply what we call affirmative action. We just want equal treatment.
Well, were you guys talking about having
this? But that's not equal treatment. That is above and beyond the way that they would treat me if I was being arrested.
Usually when you go to a toilet and you see there's a sign that says sanitized for your use. I'm sure you've seen these signs, Maggie.
Sure.
All right. There was no such sanitized toilet cover in his jail cell. We find this outrageous. And we are planning a lawsuit against the Los Angeles County Sheriff.
What, that his toilet wasn't sanitized?
I think it's very interesting that white people can sit around and snicker about the suffering of African Americans that takes place in this country every single day.
That is absolutely correct, and
African American people are not the only people who suffer in this country.
My people enjoy grape soda. He was never allowed.
Are you saying L.A. County Sheriff should have a different stock of grape soda on hand for black inmates?
We are saying it's a start. It is the beginning of an understanding.
And no Nivea lotion, which is favored by African Americans. In the cell, the remote control to the television had dead batteries in it. It took the cops 20 minutes. 20 minutes. To find two AAA batteries. Now, you can sit there in all of your white glory and...
Well, for the record, you're white, Mr. Wireman, right?
I'm Jewish.
Are you not white, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, well, then say in all of our white glory...
I think the police have to make up for what was done to the blacks prior to my nephew's incident.
All right, thank you for your call, Maggie. Here is Shirley. Shirley, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Mrs. Bingham. My name is Shirley, and
hello.
I'm of Jewish-German descent. And my heritage was...
African-American people.
We're going to talk to the people that are calling.
My heritage was almost totally annihilated in Auschwitz. What I'm saying to you is, you know, I'm sorry about your nephew. You know, everybody needs equality. But, you know, come on. I'd like to have kosher water if I was ever put in jail. That's ridiculous. Everybody needs to be fair. I'm really sorry that you feel that way. Really sorry.
All right, ladies, we're talking over each other. Ms. Bingham, go ahead.
I'm saying what the Jewish people went through doesn't even compare to 500 years of slavery. And when we go into a jail cell and they know nothing of jerking pork, they know nothing of colloquial forms of black cooking, I find this to be outrageous.
You know what?
If
your nephew was in a position to be arrested or a suspect, you know, we expect protection. If a white person German Jewish was in your neighborhood and they thought he was suspected of murdering someone, I'm sure that they would treat him equally as they treated your nephew.
You're asking for equality, you're asking for speciality. But the other thing about Jewish people is they've got all that money. And so what are they complaining about?
That's a joke.
All the Jews have money, so what are they complaining about?
That is a joke.
And there is no jerking of pork.
You know, I've heard of prejudice before. I'm not prejudiced about anything, but I've never heard anything so ridiculous as this is.
Treat us like human beings, Shirley.
Totally ridiculous.
I respect what the Jewish folks have gone through, but you got all that money, and you run Hollywood.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Should black suspects be treated better? This lady says yes, and her attorney does too. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Police abuse. When will it end? We have another allegation in the news. Clara Bingham is with us. She says her nephew was treated badly by L.A. County Sheriff. But the difference is that your nephew...
Mr. Henry, he was not treated any differently than those people that were beaten on tape.
Well, wait a minute. Your nephew was treated rudely because he didn't get a grape soda and they didn't ask him would he mind getting into the police cruiser.
But, Mr. Henry, this is the...
And this is Mr. Wireman, by the way, the attorney. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is because look at the way they arrested Robert Blake. They drove up. They politely said it's time to go. They drove him downtown in a nice white vehicle. And this guy murdered his own wife. Now, this woman's nephew has not been convicted of murdering that hooker. And look what happened to him.
He's been accused of murdering a woman with a ball-peen hammer.
Again, Mr. Henry, your racism is showing.
I'm not racist, ma'am.
Well, my experience is people who say they're not racist are racist. African-American people need to be treated better in jail cells because historically we've been treated worse, but also because someday we will be the majority in this country. We will be running things. Mr. Wyman, you have a few other things.
Oh, well, I can see to it that all of the blacks in the NBA go on strike. If the blacks go on strike and there isn't an effort at jerking chicken in the L.A. County jail.
And also,
we're threatening to pull the players out of the...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk to Linda. Go ahead.
Yes, I disagree with the lady that's on the program. I'm an African-American person.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I do not feel that if you're an African-American person and you land yourself in jail for whatever reason, that you should have preferential treatment. I think you should live under the same rules as everyone else in there.
Well, Linda, I think I understand you probably work for whites and you don't want to get into too much trouble with them, but...
Oh, no, I'm not... I am not
Wait a minute. Don't characterize...
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, Linda. I'm taking your side. Don't characterize this woman's opinion simply because you think she works for whites.
Well, why would you be talking of white people like that?
Why would I be doing what?
Whose side are you on?
We
have the Watts riots, and we can have them again. If these whites don't start treating us...
If we have Watts riots...
You know, we got to treat good.
Do you know who I'm going to be if a riot breaks out at home under the bed? Because I have no interest in being burned, scratched, or anything like that.
Well, you know, if they put a brother in jail, do you know what they do with him? They put him on a toilet that's not been sanitized. There's no grape soda, no Nivea lotion, and nothing that is that our people are used to.
Well, you know what? He has no access to that. He can't buy lotion.
Ma'am, my understanding is this young man requested showtime at the Apollo on the cable and was brutally and ruthlessly told he could not watch it. The culture of your people is being stripped
away, and that's it.
The culture of black people is being stripped away.
Mr. Henry, I'm a Jewish attorney. I can speak for these people. I would like it if you would just allow me to speak to this young lady.
Okay.
Linda, you have to understand, a young black man goes into jail today. He's entitled to two premium cable channels. He's entitled to eat in his cell. And nobody once gave him either one of those options. And when they lit his cigarette for him, they never even said, there you go.
But you know what? Okay, there's racism in every segment of society.
Amen.
I do agree with that.
Amen.
But it's going to be worse when you're in jail because you might as well be a slave again as far as I'm concerned. That's why I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Well, you look at all these white people. They go down to Pamplona, Spain. They take a bullhorn up their ass. They look like silly people. And we got to go to jail, and we don't get to have anybody giving us, the good time. Now, you're talking like a cracker.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. But you know, as an African-American person.
You know, they offer him Marlboro cigarettes. They don't have no menthol cigarettes in there.
Well, you
what the hell?
You have to not go to jail. You have to not go. Because if I go to jail, I don't expect to have what I have at home.
Well, respect to the lady, telling black people not to go to jail is almost like telling a lemming not to jump off a cliff.
I've never been to jail.
I understand that. But you know our people going to jail one time or another. Everybody, all black people have to hit the jail cell one time.
No, you can tell me, I have three sons. You know what I tell my sons?
You've never been in jail.
No, I haven't. But you know what? I have three sons. You know what I tell them? That you're not going to be judged the same way what you do. So you have to be very careful on what you do, because what you do as a joke is going to be judged differently. So you have to watch what you do. You have to watch what you say. And you have to watch where you do it.
Could you run that by me again? Because I was writing down some...
Okay, you're saying we're judged differently, right? And we're treated differently. Okay, then
we should be treated better. You see,
but we're not.
They don't have no jerk pork.
Would you get off the jerk pork thing?
What is jerk pork?
What is up with the jerk?
You are an African American woman. You never heard of jerk pork.
Are you talking about beef jerky?
Gary Coleman with beef jerky. But Gary Coleman with you never jerk pork.
I was raised in the North. I don't know what jerk pork is.
May I jump in? I'm the white guy here, I'll tell you.
Well, what do you know? You're white.
Jerk pork is a traditional Jamaican way of spicing barbecued pork, and they do it to chicken, and they do it to beef.
Well, get the fancy white boy. Have you been down Jamaica?
Yeah, I went to Jamaica.
I bet you went on one of them Montego Bay cruises and all that Sandals Resort thing.
No, I actually went down with a family of people who were there for a family reunion.
All right, can we get back to the point? And the point is that the African-American inmate and every black person, well, not everyone, but most will go to jail someday.
And I have to, again, jump in and say that that's not fair.
See, you're stereotyping your own race.
I'm just saying, when you arrest a black man, you had better have... lambskin seat covers. You had better put a cushion seat toilet on there for him. I'll tell you right now, I am tired of the brutality.
All right, listen, Linda, thank you for your call. Here is Dan on the Phil Henry Show. Dan, go ahead. Dan?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay.
Turn your radio. Hey, Dan, turn your radio down, too.
Jerking pork.
Forget it. Dan?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, you people need to stop pulling the race card. You people want to be treated equal,
you people,
then act equal.
You are talking about African-American people now?
I'm talking about everybody. You have to be the African-American, the Asian.
What about Indians?
My half-brother's a Native American. You people, if you want to be treated equal, act equal.
Are you trying to tell me all the Indians ought to be treated the same way?
Everybody needs to just... My God, I spent 6 months in jail. Everybody was treated the same. Can it be the Asian guy that I was with, the Native American guy, the African American guy? When you go to jail, your rights as a human being have been stripped from you.
Except if you're black, and I think there should be some supply of grape soda. That's all I'm saying.
Grape soda? Christ, we had packets of lemonade that we had to make in water.
That's what the white man gets, but the black inmate...
Then everybody should get it. Why should the black man be treated better than the white man?
Because the black inmate traditionally was treated worse, and so we're trying to bring him up to speed on how to get treated better. Plus, blacks are going to take over the country someday, and if we treat them bad now, then when they become president, all the whites will be in concentration camps.
So we have to start treating all of the blacks.
And all I got to say is this. If you don't like it, leave.
I'm an American. I do not leave. I will stay here.
Look at Dan.
Quit complaining about it.
Dan, all we're asking for is some lessons in how to jerk pork and grape soda.
What is it with jerking pork?
Jerk pork? The average white man doesn't eat jerk pork. Why should you get a special diet because you think you're like more special than everybody else?
Have you ever heard of kosher cooking? You've heard of how Jewish folks eat kosher cooking. I'm saying my people are entitled to our own food.
You cook it for yourself. We shouldn't have to specialize to you at all.
We should have some jerk porking in the jail so that black inmates can have a choice. That's all we're saying.
You know, I'm Irish. Should I have cabbage? Honestly.
Do you eat cabbage? Of course you don't. But the black folks... Now, one good thing about your experience in jail, Dan, is that they serve you lemonade. We love lemonade. So we'll take that.
Then quit complaining about it.
Yes, but
you're
we do want
to... Your services, your rights as an American is stripped from you.
Well, we also do reserve the right to have a supply of grape soda should any African-American desire it.
You guys are going to do nothing more than create a hostility among people by saying, well, because black folks have had it worse, let's start treating them better. Jerk pork, grape soda.
Okay. And what else? If I want coke, should the jail supply me coke because I'm white?
No, you are white, man, so you always had it good, see? So why should you get good stuff? Because as a white man, you always have it good. But a black people, no. And so
the only reason why you have a problem is because, your ancestors, if you would have learned anything in school in history class,
you're a white man, right? You're a white man.
50% of your own kind sold you to the United States of America for slavery.
Dan,
that is not our problem.
Dan,
that is history.
Dan, you're a white man, so you drink Pepsi.
No, I do not drink Pepsi.
Do. If you are white, you will drink Pepsi. And
who are you to tell me that just because I am white, I drink Pepsi?
Because I drink Pepsi because I am white? I'm an African-American, and I will soon take over this country.
Then get off your high horse and get back to reality.
Look, Dan, your experience in jail was a cakewalk. All of you whiteys are the wardens love you, okay? But the blacks are constantly without grape soda. And because
in
you
jail,
are...
The white, oh, my Lord. When I was
in
jail, I had
insult.
To buy everything I wanted, and it came on a list. There were certain products that I needed that I could not get.
I had
to live with that for 6 months.
I think it's an insult to say that his experience in jail was a cakewalk. Jail is no cakewalk.
You ever been in jail, Mr. Henry?
I spent a night in jail when I was a kid, okay? And just one night in jail was no fun.
All right, did you ever have Pepsi?
I don't drink Pepsi. I drink Coke. What do you think of that?
This is what I'm talking about. Is Dan there? Dan, you're there. I am saying that all white inmates from now on drink Pepsi, and I don't know where he gets off saying that he doesn't.
Because I don't.
Well, you are going to start, because we can get...
We can get a two-for-one deal, grape soda and Pepsi.
Maybe it's different in California, but in the state of Wisconsin, you do not get soda in the county jail. Nobody gets soda in the county jail.
You don't get Pepsi.
You don't get any soda.
Would you be willing to drink Pepsi if the blacks could have grape soda?
What kind of a conversation is this that we're having?
Okay, plain and simple. Why should, when you go to jail, obviously you did something wrong. Obviously somebody did something wrong.
They say that my nephew took a chainsaw to a hooker. I don't believe it.
Well, I don't know what he did, but obviously he did something wrong to go to jail. When you do the crime, you got to do the time whether you like it or not.
What if he's innocent?
What if he's innocent? A chainsaw to a prostitute? What, they got the wrong guy?
Dan, you know how it is, right?
What's that?
Never mind. Dan, thanks for your call.
Well, I want to ask him a question.
Never mind. Thanks, Dan, for your call. What is this? All you white boys drink Pepsi. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. A young man apparently or allegedly roughed up by L.A. County Sheriff in Bellflower. The young man, William McDaniel, his aunt is on the line, Clara Bingham, with her attorney, Mr. Harvey Wireman. You say he's abused, though, and I've never heard of this kind of abuse. In your complaint that you are filing...
Let me read for you, Mr. Henry, because I have it here. There was no terry cloth bathrobe in his cell. And in accordance with the agreement that we had...
No terry cloth bathrobe in the cell.
That is right, Mr. Henry. You know, you need to understand our people and what we've been through.
Let me just, if I could, Clara. The jerry curl was there, but no activator. So...
You want jerry curl, terry cloth robes... You want two premium channels, Nivea lotion and grape soda, in every African-American cell.
I will not be spoken.
Mr. Henry, have some respect for this woman and what her nephew has been through.
And the abuse that he got from the sheriff was, they didn't ask him would he mind getting into the car.
Common courtesy and common decency. That's all we're asking for. You don't tell a man to get into a radio car. You say, would you mind sitting in the back of this police car because you're under arrest for taking a chainsaw to a prostitute. The boy is not...
So the cigarette paper for blunts, I forgot about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kim, go ahead. Kim?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead, Kim.
Hi, I am just wondering, sir, is this... I'm having a hard time believing that this is a legitimate call.
Well, that's what I would ask you, Mr. Wireman. You're an attorney. You have a client here.
I'm telling you
there
what
is
I
no
have told. I
that
have
is going to validate this.
Ma'am, let me tell you that we have a historic black anger in this country based upon their maltreatment at the hands of the police. And the only way that we can begin to bring African Americans back into the fold of society is to begin to give them decent treatment in jail.
And well, Mr.
Terry cloth bathrobes.
Terry cloth bathrobes.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, and too, I just wonder of the worth of giving people like this a forum and a voice to such an outrageous point of view.
It's easy for a white woman to say that.
Well, but we live in a very serious time now, and a time when all of us have had to kind of reflect and look at what's most important in life, and grape soda and terry cloth bathrobes just really are not at the top of most people's list.
At the top of a white woman's list.
But I have one of my best friends is an African American mom raising three kids, and I don't think the average black person out there is worried about these things. I think they have the same concerns the rest of us, raising our kids, educating our kids, trying to keep people healthy and safe.
Well, I think that it's easy for you to say, but I would like to hear from the African-American populace on this.
Your maid is black and she's got three kids. Is that what you mean, one of your best friends?
I'm just using her as an example of someone I know who's black, who I know is not concerned about
grape soda. She didn't say her maid.
No, I said a friend of mine.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Here is Kelly. Kelly, go ahead.
Hi. All I have to say is that I think that you are insane for thinking that way. You were never a slave. Your relatives were hundreds of years ago.
And your relatives were in chains.
You know what, though? If you would try to make yourself better, then your nephew wouldn't be in this position.
I'm doing good.
You wouldn't keep saying, we need to be treated better because my relatives were slaves. Well, why don't you get out there and make it a better society?
Kinte, so,
you can channel Kunta Kinte.
That's right.
I just think this is insane.
It is nuts.
This is almost like a comedy show.
It is a comedy show because I was I'm doing the voices of the characters, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mr. Henry's doing my voice right now.
These people don't exist. I'm doing their voices. All right?
It's crazy. I just think you are an insane woman.
She's not a woman. She's me. I'm the guy doing her voice. I'm Phil Henry.